While Europe fiddles over policy, Greece burns. Europeans have yet to declare an orderly policy for dealing with the outflow of migrants from the Middle East, and still they come, flowing into Greece in historic numbers throughout the winter. Balkan countries have been closing their southern borders, trapping about 30,000 migrants on the Greek border. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, offered this carefully worded appeal today.
I want to appeal to all potential illegal economic migrants, wherever you are from. Do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers. Do not risk your lives and your money. It is all for nothing. Greece or any other European country will no longer be a transit country.
Talks are underway between Greece, Germany, and Turkey to relocate the, quote, illegal economic migrants, as Tusk calls them, who are trapped behind Greek borders. Gerald Knaus, chairman of the European Stability Initiative, says a human-made humanitarian catastrophe has arrived and is getting worse.
What we've been seeing in the last few months is, of course, extremely high numbers of people leaving Turkey to get to the Aegean Islands in particular. And even in the winter months, December, January, and February, a total of 200,000 people reached Greece. Now, until recently, these people were then able to leave Greece again through the Balkans to go to Germany, Austria, or Sweden in particular. But in recent days, a coalition of Balkan states, led by Austria and Slovenia, have decided to block the onward movement of these refugees. And that means that they are, for the moment, trapped in Greece, which continues to receive new refugees arriving. So it's putting Greece in a really impossible position.
And ideally, what should happen? They should move to other countries and transit through Greece without any problem?
Well, at the moment, if you look at the European debate on the refugee issue, you have two plans in competition with one another. On the one hand, you have the idea since a long time pushed by, in particular, the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, that you need to build fences. And that if Greece can't stop refugees arriving from Turkey, well, then you have to build a fence north of Greece. While on the other hand, you have the plan of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and her strategy has been to work with Turkey, and this means also with Greece, to try to, on the one hand, have a regular movement of refugees directly from Turkey to Germany and other countries, so they don't need to cross the Aegean and pay smugglers. But on the other hand, to work with Greece and Turkey so that the movement is stopped in the Aegean by Greece returning refugees directly to Turkey. And at the moment, both of these plans are being pushed forward. And for Greece, a huge amount will depend on which concept will prevail in the end.
And how much time do they have, do you think, before this is a full-blown humanitarian crisis? I mean, there's already not enough supplies for the people who are there now.
Well, I mean, I started by referring to the numbers that have reached Greece just in the winter months. And winter is usually the off-season for these kinds of movements because it's more dangerous, there is snow in the Balkans, the Aegean Sea is more rough. And yet in December, January, and February, we had 200,000 people. Once the spring weather comes in a few weeks' time, movements are likely to be even bigger. So for Greece to be able to cope with these numbers, Sweden last year, to put that in context, received a total of less than 200,000 people in the whole year and almost said, well, the Swedish government said, we couldn't cope. Now, for Greece, with its weak administration, its social and economic crisis, and the crisis point is reached very much sooner.
Well, Gerald Knaus, thank you very much. We certainly hope the urgency of this diminishes over the next few days, but I'm not terribly optimistic, and it doesn't sound like you are either.
Well, I know that in the background there are intense talks between the Germans and the Turks. So there is this sense of urgency, but it so much needs to go right and so easily things can go wrong. And Greece, in a sense, is the weak link in this because the pressure on Greece are enormous. And yet Greece is also needed to make the deal with Turkey work. So while the Greeks are struggling with this potential humanitarian catastrophe, they are actually supposed to prepare for a program where they can return people in an orderly way in line with EU law to Turkey. And this is a huge amount of pressure for a government already under huge strain.
Gerald Knaus, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Gerald Knaus is chairman of the European Stability Initiative.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.